Christians are very good at mouthing platitudes. They're very good at talking the talk. But I fear that we live in an age when there is a very distinct lack of experience of the things that we profess. If I really believe that the Lord is and is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, why am I so little in the place of prayer? Why do Christians rebel against the emphasis of the importance of a church prayer meeting if they really believe that? I heard a peculiarly inane comment. I will not identify from where. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But a peculiarly inane comment. Oh yes, Cairns tells the congregation that the prayer meeting is the most important meeting of the week. And then, there's genius. But God has established the Sabbath day. How can you talk about another meeting as the most important? I want to tell you, whatever day, if this church doesn't pray, its Sabbath services will be like a mortuary. And you'll not be one bit better off than the dead liturgical churches that observe the day and go through the form, and God is not in their assemblies. And I will not stick for the sanctity of a Wednesday evening, but I will stick for the necessity of a church that believes what it says it believes, and that what it believes drives it to its knees in prayer, where individual Christians and congregations together are really laying hold of God. Lord, let us have a personal and congregational experience of the power and the grace of God. That's what we need. And that's what David was praying for.